Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, everybody. A nightcap edition here on Football 24/7. The Philadelphia Eagles have made a move at safety, and they've brought back a familiar name. Marcus Epps has landed and has signed with the Birds. He signed tonight. He was with New England this summer, signed a 1-year deal there in March. It didn't quite work out. He was released and signed by the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And for those of you who remember Marcus Epps, which I'm sure it's most of you, he was really a big part of that 22 Super Bowl roster defense that had a big year under Jonathan Gannon. Now, he left that year. He signed with the Raiders that offseason. So I think it's a familiar name. I like the signing, and it's clear that they feel like they need more depth at that safety spot. So not a huge signing here tonight, but I did want to go live and kind of discuss Marcus Epps coming back to the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe what it means, how he fits in with the team. I know he didn't have a great summer here this offseason. I saw John just reposted a reporter from New England who tweeted out, he wasn't good this summer, but he is coming off ACL surgery. So I believe he got hurt last year, came off an ACL surgery, suffered an ACL in week 3 of the 2024 season last year. So interesting signing for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's good nonetheless. I mean, good depth, a solid veteran player, a guy who was a part of the Eagles 22 Super Bowl run with a good defense that year. I mean, we all don't remember and think fondly of Jonathan Gannon, but that defense performed at a high level, and Marcus Epps was one of the key players on that defense. So I like the signing from that perspective. I mean, right now you got Sidney Brown and Andrew Mukuba, two guys who don't have a lot of experience, don't have a lot of pedigree, and you're coming into a year where you're trying to take advantage of the Super Bowl window you have open right now. You don't really want players that don't know how to play. Now, I think Mukuba and them have a high upside in things, but you don't really want to rest on your laurels and kind of have that be your identity. So I think Marcus Epps is a great signing for that reason. I'll kind of re-give you guys Marcus Epps' story a little bit. So if you remember, he was drafted in 2019 by the Minnesota Vikings. I believe he was a sixth round pick, number 191 overall. He played a couple games that year and was released, and the Eagles claimed him on waivers. That's how they got Marcus Epps. So he was claimed by the Eagles on November 7th, 2019, and he finished off his rookie season with the Eagles that year. Now I'm going to give you the rundown over 4 years, all right? 2019, limited action as a starter. That's the year we just talked about, went from Minnesota to Philly that year. 2020, he appeared in 14 games and had 5 starts. He had 2 interceptions that year. 2021, he played in 16 games, started 3. He had 62 tackles and 1 pick. And then 2022, was his breakout year a little bit with the Eagles. And we all obviously are very familiar with that. He had a great year that year. He started all 17 games plus the playoffs, logged 101 tackles, 6 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and he also started in Super Bowl 52, as I mentioned. Or excuse me, 57, not 52. We won 52. We lost 57. And had six tackles in the loss to the Chiefs. All right, so that's kind of his story. And then that offseason or that summer, the Eagles let him go. All right, he signed with the Vegas Raiders, a 2-year deal. Started all 17 games in 23, and then I mentioned last year, 24, he tore his ACL in week 3, and then he signed a deal with the Patriots. Here we are. And now here we are, and he's back with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think it's a good signing. I mean, I don't think it means too much, but it's good to get a name back like Marcus Epps. I think we know what his upside is and what he's capable of. Obviously, coming off the ACL surgery, you don't know if he's even a guarantee to be here or how long-term this might be. But I think it's clear where the Eagles stand right now on August 27th. All right, we're about to close up August 27th. It's late in the evening here. It's a hard day at work, everybody. I'm sitting there grinding right now, cleaning up some back-end things for the season that's kicking off in 8 days. And I look down at my phone, and there I see a notification. The Philadelphia Eagles have made a move. And it's like, I love this team. I fucking love this team, man. They never sleep. And if they don't sleep, I don't sleep. And if I don't sleep, you don't sleep. Come on, baby. Come on. Marcus Epps is back. So I think it's a good signing. I mean, who knows what he's going to be? Who knows what he's going to be? But I think you bring back a name. And, you know, I brought up that it shows you where they are and what they think of that position right now. I'm not saying they're not feeling good about the talent there. But they're trying to shirt things up, man. They're trying to shirt things up. You know, Drew goes to probably a common thought process right now in Eagle Land, and it's not really my thought process. He says, it seems like Howie is panicking, Xander. And Drew, you know, it's tough for me to agree with that because this is part of life as a team that wins as much as they do, drafts as well as they do, and is in the financial position and pays contracts like they do. You know, we can't, Drew, on one hand, we can't say, oh, Howie, great job, you draft. Look at all the great draft picks you've signed. Look at how good our team is. Look, you know, and then when contracts come and the Eagles have to play it a little differently, you know, we can't get mad at Howie for that. That's part of the way we've been built because of how successful we are. So because he's got a roster crunch, he can't sign guys that are as proven commodities. That's why you signed 12 guys this offseason as opposed to 3 big names. You signed 12 darts. A lot of them don't work out. And you got to have flexibility to shake and bake with some roster moves like he's made in recent days. I don't really think it's panicking. I think it's not resting on your laurels and saying, we got to make sure if we're going into a season, you know, like we are this year, and we had to get cheaper and we had to play it the way we did, we better make sure we have better depth at every spot. And if there's any room where we can improve, we're gonna make use of it. And I think that's what they're doing. I really don't think it's panicking. But, you know, I guess it could be viewed in that sense. But look, if you have an opportunity to improve the depth on a football team, I want the type of GM that does it. I don't want the type of GM that says, oh, I don't want to panic now. Look, if you ain't good enough and you identify it, address it now. What would you rather address it on an August 27th evening at 11:40 p.m. with your boy Big Zay, or in November after they get destroyed in a game, or worse, late January and they're bounced from the...
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The playoffs because the defense wasn't good enough. I'm good with this, man. I'm good with this. Now, hey, maybe it shows you that the roster wasn't as strong coming into the year. But again, man, this is part of being a great team. Like, you either want to accept being great aspire to be great and then understand it comes with a different set of problems, and these are some of those problems. Or you want to be a middling team that can keep every player and you're good, you know? Daz says, who's getting cut? That's the real question. Who's getting cut is the real question by Daz. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Daz, but they released Trevor Keegan today, correct? Did they fill that spot yet? I do not think they filled that spot yet. Did they fill that spot yet, Daz? The Trevor Keegan spot? Because Trevor Keegan got released today after making the initial 53, and that made me think a move was coming. Now, I've been grinding all night on things that weren't Eagles content, and okay, see, it went to... Well, they still got time for the long snapper. Okay, did they drop McCollum too? All right, see, let me check that. Did that come out just now? Let me check that. Is that what they're doing? All right, let me see what we got here. All right, I didn't see anything like that yet, but we'll see. We will see. What's up, Ray? It's good to see you. Kyle says, Z, do you ever sleep? Kyle, I'm just working, man. I'm working. I got a beautiful opportunity each and every day to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and build a business around the team. I love what I do, and I love working hard. So I was just grinding tonight this is my desktop. I was on my laptop, and I'm like, holy shit, they signed Marcus Epps. I liked Marcus Epps in 22. Let me go live and see what the people are talking about. So all good, brother. All good, man. I'm feeling good over here. All right, I'm feeling good over here. Chris Scott says, I honestly like Bennett. Yeah, me too. I mean, look, let's see what he can be, though. I don't think he's really fully ready just yet, you know. But I think he's on the brink. I think he's a guy that you can work with. You know, I've been saying this, and I'm going to keep beating this drum. It's impossible to gauge. It's impossible to judge this defense where they are right now and compare them to the 2024 team, where the only thing we remember, and rightfully so, is the best. The finished product, the culmination of that defense was a dominating Super Bowl performance. But it took them a bit to get there. Remember, they started the first 4 weeks, they looked terrible. You know, so this is the very beginning phases of this defense. We can't really make general and big proclamations about what this team does, you know, August 27th. I think we got to give it a little bit of time. Now, you could argue we don't have the horses in the stable, you know, that are as good. But I think that's yet to be determined as well. Daz, I think this is a real question from this as well. You know, is the Makuba injury worse than we've been told? It's potential. Look, the guy's small, Daz. I mean, the guy can play. There's no doubt he can play, but he's small. And that's going to be the question with him as a player for this team. I don't think just now. I think moving forward, and you know, maybe this is some insurance for that. Remember, Epps is coming off the ACL injury last year, so you know he's a sure player, sure tackler. I love that about him. But we'll see. Drew Pauley checks in again. All right, Drew Pauley says that's what got me worried, Xander. We dropped Tristan. Now we got two injury history players at safety. No healthy bodies. Well, Drew, you can't legislate injury, and I think you'll be able to prevail with these types of players if you're not going to make a splash. I mean, how many players are out there that are? I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but there's a lot of guys out there that you can replace that are backup worthy. You know, if we don't make a splash, it's like you're trading backups. It's not that big of a deal. Almighty Lambo says, how long is Makuba expected to be out? I'm not sure. Lamar says, Xander, you'll sleep when you're dead. Not to be serious. No, you're right, Lamar. I actually take that mindset. I take that mindset. All right, brother. I really do. I'll sleep when I'm dead. All right, I got things to do, things to accomplish, businesses to build, people to pay, videos to cut, a community to build and thank and love and talk about Eagles with. I'm feeling good, baby. Blessed by the man above, all right? Blessed by the man. DS says, wow, Marcus Epps gets a lot. You know, DS, it was a long night of grinding, and I'm thinking, let me get my head out of the gutter for a little bit and go live again. It's a little bit, you know, you got – my favorite part about what I do is actually being live and doing the shows. It's not all the back-end stuff. If I could outsource the back-end stuff, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, all right? Kenzo says Epps is solid. Yeah, I agree, Kenzo. Kenzo, you're like that guy that loves to come in here and whine and complain about your boy, Big Z. But you love me, Kenzo. That's why you're here every day. You know, Kenzo comments like at least once a day. Ripping it. Tonight it was like, Xander, you need to be a better debater or something. And he's back. That's why I love you, Kenzo. Because he's back. That's why I love you, Kenzo. All right? I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate it. I think he's solid, too. Lamar says, this proves we never wanted Justin Simmons. Yeah, Lamar, that's another thing I've been saying. I was never all that interested in Justin Simmons for this team. Just didn't think it was the right, Band-Aid. I really didn't. Matt NJ, what's up, brother? Good to see you in here, Matt. I know you have been grinding or doing whatever you've been up to all summer. It's good to see you back in here, my boy. How you been? Great to hear from you. I expect to see more of you. He says, Epps is someone that his veteranship can help Mukuba. Having seasoned legs in the building helps more for depth than just the physical. I agree, brother. I agree. Good take. All right. DS says, I'm still getting over the six sons comment. Give me six fucking sons, baby. Let's do it. Come on, DS. You know me, man. You know me. I don't hide who I am. I don't hide it. Alex, what's up, Alex? He says, I ran into Mukuba at Philly Airport back in May. He was easy to find. Huh? Good stuff, brother. Andre says, sucks, man, but Mukuba looked promising. Dude's been hurt twice and it isn't even week one. All right, Andre, listen. I hear you, brother, but pump the brakes, all right? Get some six piston Brembos and pump them. Pump them brakes, all right, my friend? Hey, Mukuba looks like a good player. Mukuba has never – a game hasn't even happened in Makuba's career yet. It's impossible to judge that player yet, all right? Now, two training camp prior. Cooper DeJean missed time in training camp last year, dude. Think about that. Think about if we judged Cooper DeJean's rookie year on his training camp. He didn't play till week five or week six, whenever he started. So, hear me out. Hear me out. Not ideal. Guy's got to put on some weight. Guy's got to firm up a little bit. I agree 100%. Right now, Frosty says he's in bubble wrap, belongs in bubble wrap. Maybe that's the case right now. But I'm not going to write him off right now. Let's see what he can become. Let's see what he can do. I think, Andres, I think the good part about him is I think we all feel pretty good about his talent and his skill set on the football field. You know, the only concerns is the availability, but that's a big problem, you know. NG says, I trust the coaching staff. They've been reasonable when it comes to decision making and readiness of players. I agree, Matt, but I'm not gonna, you know, follow a dead. I mean, I'm not gonna lead, you know, let a blind horse lead me. I mean, I'll trust them, but I'm gonna be vigilant in my analysis and my observations. John says, Howie needs to add a tight end prospect to the practice squad. Well, we got Colin Granson on the team, don't we? Did Harrison Bryant end up making the Texans? I think he actually did. I think he actually ended up making it, which is interesting. Which is interesting. So. All right, everybody. Good segment tonight. Good segment. Appreciate everybody for being here tonight, man. Just to wrap it up again for those just checking in, the Philadelphia Eagles have signed Marcus Epps. All right. He was drafted in the sixth round in 2019. All right, by the Minnesota Vikings. He spent his first eight games with the Vikings, then got cut, and then he was claimed off waivers by the Birds November 7th, 2019. So November 7th, 2019 was the first day that Marcus Epps became an Eagle, and here he does becoming an Eagle again on August 27th, 2025, 6 years, just short of 6 years later. So congrats to him. In 22 was his big breakout year with the Birds, started all 17 games, including the playoff games, logged 101 tackles, six pass breakups, a forced fumble, and he started in Super Bowl 57 and logged six tackles in the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. That year, last year, or 2 years ago, he signed with the Vegas Raiders, a two-year deal, played all 17 games in 23, so a pretty sure body for 2 years there, 66 tackles, three passes defended, and contributed on special teams. And then last year in week three, tore his ACL, which ended his year, and then this summer signed with the New England Patriots, was let go, and here he is now with the Philadelphia Eagles once again for some safety depth for the Birds. Good stuff, everybody. I appreciate you all being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We cover the Philadelphia Eagles morning, noon, and night. As you can see, live breaking news. Whatever we got, we try and be live on this channel, so we appreciate everybody for being here, man. All of our great community, all of our great members, NG, Lamar, Fly Goes Fly, Drew Pauly, who else we got in here? Member M. Reyes. Thank you, M. Reyes. Drew Down, Kenzo Rome. Appreciate all you guys. Daz is in here as well. Appreciate you guys. Hit the like button. I'll see you guys in the morning, 8 to 10 a.m. on Birds 365. It should be a good show with the addition of Marcus Epps this evening. So I'll see you guys in the morning. See you next time, everybody.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.